Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the gospel according to Mark, chapter 1, verses 4 through 11. As I read these ancient words, these familiar words, listen for something new that's being spoken into your life and your heart at this point on your faith journey, at this point at the outset of a new year. How do these words still speak to you? John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locust and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you, I am well pleased." Friends, this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Friends, last Sunday was the first Sunday of the year. And I don't know if we have ever been more ready to see one year go and another year arrive than this year. 2020 was a tough year. It was a very tough year. So I'm sure it is our collective prayer that 2021 will bring better things. Now, of course, we'll bracket out the events of this past week and hope they were just a calendrical aberration and not an omen. Now, I've said this before, and I'm sure I'll say it again at some point. Our New Year's celebration is a liturgical ritual. It is a religious holiday. It delineates sacred time. Remember, it is now 2021 AD. Not after death. No. 2021 AD, year of our Lord. 2021, year of our Lord. New Year's is a religious holiday, primarily because for some reason, at the beginning of every year, we get a sense that we have been afforded the opportunity, the permission really, to start over. And it is that idea that lies at the very heart of the whole resolution practice, right? Sure. At their very core, resolutions are about grace. They're about forgiveness. They are about recreation. You know, sacred stuff. I think that's what makes a new year such a mystical and introspective and celebratory time every single year. So happy new year. Happy new year. You know, we start each new year with a great confidence. Confidence that things can be different. Different this year. Things can change. You know, we get a sense of what is possible. Possibilities are out there that might be waiting for us. That's a good feeling. That's a liberating feeling. It works for us and it gives us hope. Last Wednesday was January 6th. Now, the sixth day of January is known as Epiphany. Last Sunday, we celebrated Epiphany Sunday, and we read the story that is found in Matthew chapter 2, the visit of the Magi to Bethlehem. We read it last week, but let me just talk with you just a moment about it, part of it, just for a moment. If you remember that story, the Magi come from a great distance. They come from a foreign land. They come and they lay their best before this newborn king, the baby Jesus. They lay their best before the Messiah, the anointed one, the Christ. They, you know, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You know, they're symbols. They're symbols. They are symbolic of the best that the world has to offer. And the world brings it to the feet of the baby Jesus. In other words, here are our lives. Here are our lives. You may have them. Do with them as you see fit. Friends, that's the text upon which we ground our resolutions each year. We, like the Magi, are saying, here is my life. Here is my life in 2021. I am laying it before you today. I'm going to give you my best. And this is what my best is going to look like this year. Now, as I've said time and time again, the conscious decision to go in a different direction in our lives is not about changing who we are. It's not about changing who we are, but rather it's about remembering who we are. Remembering who we are. Now just let that sink in for a moment. You know, in other words, we don't need to draw a lengthy list of resolutions. Now, you can if you want. You can if you want, but it's not required. No, we just need to remember. Remember who we are, and then when we remember, everything else follows from that. As I said, last Sunday was Epiphany of the Lord Sunday. And during Epiphany, the message is God's presence has been made known among us in the one born in Bethlehem. So in response, we come and we lay our best before him. Today is Baptism of the Lord Sunday. And on this day, the first Sunday in the season of Epiphany, we read about Jesus' baptism. And in that story, Jesus comes to the Jordan and is baptized by John. And this baptism then launches his public ministry. So today is about Jesus' baptism. But it's not just about Jesus' baptism. You know, it goes further than that. It's also about remembering our own baptism. You see, it's about Jesus' identity. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my son." It's about Jesus' identity. But today, it's not just about Jesus' identity. It's also about our identity as followers of Jesus. Paul puts it this way. "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Jews, Greeks, slaves, free, we were all made to drink of the one Spirit." And it's not just about Jesus' ministry. It's also about our ministry. In the opening chapter of the Epistle of James, an epistle that is attributed to James, a brother of Jesus, we read these words. "You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for your anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourselves of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the words and not doers, they're like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves, and on going away, immediately forget what they were like." Friends, today is about remembering what we are like. We are followers of Jesus. Many of us in this community, the community of Pleasant Grove, probably maybe even, most of us, have been baptized at some point in our lives. We have been baptized into the body of Christ. You know, maybe it was when we were infants, or maybe it was when we first professed our faith publicly. In the United Methodist Church, we baptize people of all ages, and we understand baptism to be a sacrament through which God's grace is imparted to the recipient. We believe that baptism is not just a subjective act that is dependent upon our comprehension, because who is able to comprehend the magnitude of God's grace that draws us into God's self? No one. No one. Baptism is an initiation into the body of Christ. It is an outward and physical sign of an inward and spiritual grace that connects us to the very ground of our lives. It's one of the great mysteries of our faith. Again, the Apostle Paul. As many of you were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourselves with Christ. There's no longer Jew or Greek. There's no longer slave or free. There's no longer male and female, for all of you are one in Christ Jesus. Friends, the goal of Epiphany is remembrance, remembering who we are as members of this community of faith, members of the body of Christ. We've been baptized. We have been named. We have been incorporated into a community that identifies with and then attempts to live out the story of Jesus. We attempt to make that story manifest in and through our lives. Listen to parts of our baptismal liturgy. According to the grace given to you, will you remain a faithful member of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? The Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation and made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Christ Jesus. Now, centuries ago, Christians, especially those in the Anglican tradition, began using the new year as a time to encourage individuals to re-examine their lives of faith, and then offering a time for reaffirmation or recommitment to God and to the church. In fact, this evening, we will gather out front here and continue that tradition by holding a service of baptismal renewal. And, you know, I invite you to join us this evening. It'll be at 5:30. Today is Baptism of the Lord Sunday. We pause to remember our defining story. Today, remember in the words of Paul that we have put on Christ. We have put on Christ. Now, the idea of the body of Christ, that idea is huge. It's a big idea. But Paul grounds it in a simple but profound act of the church. One that is too often passed over with just kind of a smile or perfunctory response. Paul grounds the unity of the body in baptism. He reminds us of how baptism shapes the community of faith and those in it. And it's been that way for the last 2,000 years. As we have gone about baptizing in accordance with the command to go, make disciples, to extend the love of God and the community of faith to others, and to baptize as God writes others into the story. It's beautiful. In her book, The Gift of Water, Gail Felton writes, "Baptism is not so much event as it is process. Like the Christian life, for which it is both empowerment and metaphor, baptism is dynamic, not static, a journey, not a destination, a quest, not an acquisition. Baptism is promised, the fulfilling of which requires a lifetime and beyond." Friends, last year, Alana saw a New Year's resolution online somewhere, and I thought it was worth sharing with you today. Here it is. "This year, I want to be more like Jesus. I want to hang out with sinners. I want to upset religious people. I want to tell stories that make people think. I want to choose unpopular friends. I want to be kind, loving, and merciful. And I want to take naps on boats." Friends, the beauty of our story is the fact that we get to live into it. And the outset of a new year, especially this year, is always a good time to remember that. Okay, I want to close our time together with a prayer. It was written by the Reverend John Killinger. Well, let us pray together. "We have come to the final page of the book, O God, for the year that has passed. It's now too late to change the plot or alter the fate of the characters. We can only offer the year to you and ask your blessings upon it. Accept all the good things that happened in it, the kind intentions, the generous acts, the signs of love, and forgive all the bad things, the selfishness, the wrangling, the ugly remarks, the hurtful behavior. We're sorry it wasn't a better year and that we weren't better persons. We regret that we didn't follow Christ more faithfully, but we pray that we'll do better in the coming year, and that we'll be more responsible stewards of our relationship to you. Help us to spend more time being quiet and knowing that you are God. Help us to be more loving to our neighbors and to our enemies. Help us to live more generously, sharing with others the many gifts you have entrusted to our care. Teach us to behave justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with you. Amen. Friends, remember your baptism. Thanks be to God. Amen.